God's faithfulness, and our study in 1 Corinthians and in 1 Peter seem to camp on it, certainly in Exodus as Mark takes us through these passages. God is faithful even when the Israelites are not very faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we are going to go to a few passages, I think, that hopefully will not be too time-consuming, but they're all about God's faithfulness. Verse 4, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus. God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God, the faithful God, will sustain you to the end. This is a little more familiar. Turn to chapter 10. Probably have thought about this. We thought about verse 13, maybe more than verse 12. Verse 12 is incredible as well. 10:12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Guess what? God is faithful. That's just great in there. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but will, with that temptation, he'll provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So God is faithful when we are facing temptations. 2 Thessalonians 3, I love this one. 2 Thessalonians 3, a few more pages over. 3, I want to read 1 to 5. God is faithful as the devil comes after us. Finally, brothers, verse 1 through 5, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happening among you, and that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil men, for not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one, and we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing the will, are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the to the steadfastness of Christ. And then one more, a few more pages, 2 Timothy. This is a little intriguing, a little four stanza poem, kind of right in the middle of 2 Timothy, verse chapter 2. Never know completely what to make of these and need to do a better study, but verse 11, 2 Timothy 2, 11 to 13. The study Bible says there's three things that are that you would kind of expect him to give the answer that he gives on the first three, and in the fourth stanza, there's a little change-up. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. Okay, that is, I think, pretty straightforward. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. But just look at this one. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. Isn't that the gospel? The unrighteous died for the righteous. The faithful died for the unfaithful. And so we have missed the mark, but God is faithful. God is faithful, and the older you are, the more you know this is true. Nothing or no one is always faithful. Certainly, we can't trust ourselves. We are not always faithful. We can't even trust our spouses, amazing as they are, our kids, our parents. Can't trust our finances for sure, or our health, or our job. Can't trust the government for sure. But we can trust God. Trust God. He is faithful. His faithfulness endures forever. He is always faithful. He did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for us all. That we, along with him, he'll graciously give us all things. He will faithfully, graciously give us all things. Every trial, 1 Peter 1:6, every trial that is necessary, he will faithfully give you, but only the trials that are necessary, he will faithfully give you. And then he who began that good work in, he is faithful to continue and to finish what he started in you. And that's Philippians 1:6. So have you overtrusted your faithfulness? Two questions as we go before the Lord. That can be our tendency. Or have you undertrusted God's faithfulness? Let's pray. Gracious Father, I would confess that I have done both of these things this week and really every week of my life where I have overtrusted my own faithfulness or my own abilities, and I have undertrusted that you truly are faithful. And so I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for your faithfulness. I'm very grateful that your faithfulness does not hinge on ours. That even when we are not faithful, even when we have sinned and fall short of your glory, that you have paid the price, that the Lord Jesus, the righteous, took the sins of the unrighteous of each of us. And so, Lord, we're so grateful that you have paid this incredible price, and that you who began this great work in us will carry it on to completion. Until the day of the Lord Jesus, that your grace is sufficient and your power is made perfect in weakness. And you have given us your own Son. And now we know along with him you will graciously give us all things. We are very grateful, and we confess that oftentimes we are unfaithful, and are so grateful tonight, today, for your great faithfulness and the way you pursue us with that the goodness and mercy that follow us all the days of our life. In Jesus' name.